Water scarce in Utah's dry climate, and a proposal from the Environmental Protection Agency could threaten the state's water resources. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin wants to overhaul parts of the Clean Water Act in an effort to undo unfair burdens on farmers and landowners. The 1972 federal law aims to maintain and restore the nation's water. Isabel Lingenfelter with the Utah Wildlife Federation says removing protections puts the state's water quality in serious jeopardy. She says streams which run on rainfall or snowmelt would lose federal support.
When we're losing the protection of those streams, we're also losing the protection of what feeds our groundwater. And we use our groundwater to water our crops. And there's lots of residents in Utah who, especially in more rural areas, use wells for their drinking water.
Lingenfelter says conservationists must continue asking the federal government to keep the broadest definition possible to protect U.S. waters. She adds that Utah could also improve its existing water laws. This week, listening sessions on the EPA proposal will be held for government agencies and Native tribes. In 2023, the Supreme Court narrowed the definition of waters of the United States. It determined only wetlands that are physically connected to other federally protected waters qualify. Lingenfelter calls that a flawed approach.
You know, saying that something that's not connected at the surface isn't going to have an effect on water quality is a big kind of assumption that people make.
The Trump administration has said it wants to reduce red tape for business. Conservationists fear that could mean allowing more pollution and debris in the state's wetlands. Lingenfelter calls clean drinking water a nonpartisan issue. She adds that giving businesses a break should not come at the expense of public health.
To say that business can't afford to keep our public waters clean is to say that we can't afford our public health.
For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.